mitzvah, Shin Yud Zayin. Shin Yud Zayin 317, the fifth mitzvah relating to Yom Kippur. We had two mitzvahs related to Malach on Yom Kippur. We have two mitzvahs related to eating on Yom Kippur. And we had the mitzvah of Karban Musaf. Those are the five that appear in Amar. Just two points related to yesterday's mitzvah, which is also about Yom Kippur, before we get into today's actual mitzvah. Yesterday we discussed the Isser of eating and drinking in Yom Kippur, which followed the mitzvah's Aseh of Inui a couple of days ago. Just two more Hosafos on the mitzvah and the Isser relating to eating and drinking. First of all, there's an amazing sheet of the Aruch Laner. The Aruch Laner in Krisos on Dav Yud Chesem Abeis, we discussed this in Dav Yomi a couple of weeks ago, notes that, as we know, the Isser is not formulated as an Isser. It's formulated as a Kiyum of Inui. So far, this formulation takes some of the Mefarshim. The Rav Sadigon only counts mitzvahs asei. It doesn't even count a los asei. But it's a state of inui that one must be in, and that's why we also have that term of eating b'shiurin. If somebody eats b'shiurin, they're still considered fasting. Says the Aruch Laner, what happens if, Rachmana Lislan, somebody is a chol sheish basakana, and they have the heter to eat, and then they are no longer in a state of inui because they ate? So the question is there any limitation on them? Is there anything they can't do? They're already out of the state of Inui. So why would you say, ask the Aruch Laner, that they can't eat? If you say any other time that there's an Isser to eat something, okay, if you ate something, you're still beholden to that same Isser. You can't eat another Kazayis and another Kazayis and another Kazayis. But here it's a state of Inui. So once you're out of the state of Inui, says the Aruch Laner, maybe you should be able to eat. Yesh lach kor, b'chol Hashem is sukan, v'chutzrach lachol yoser mikachoseves b'yamakipurim. A person ate more than a koseves. Im achar kach mutur lachol b'yamakipurim zeh. Afilu ain't got sakana owed. Even if there's no masakana. Inema kivin d'lo shayach ba'o ta'anu as nafsho sechem. Since there's no more inui, to misha achal kvar ino me'une. Once he ate, there's no more inui. Im kain ain alav owed chiv ino yamakipurim. There's no more chiv. Onema, or no. The mitzvahs ta'anu avi kol rega v'rega. Do you say it's every rega? Achen asvar nota kishita rishona. I like the first opinion. Kivon shekvar achal o mitzvah daite in shayach. Oh, that's lo inui. And then he answers a question that Tosfos asked there. So he likes that first opinion. And at the end he says, I know it's a huge chiddush. And sarach ian ledina. Diem kain. Becholo yeitzarach l'shayr shalachil. Yosem ashet sarach lo. Lo tzio mide sakana. V'lo reisik ebe poskim. According to this, you would have to be so careful in terms of what one feeds the chola, because once you get out of the state of Inui, then there would be no more Yom Kippur regarding Inui, but he didn't see the poskim discuss this. Most assume that this is a chiddush gadol, and that we would not allow, just because somebody eats, we don't say, it's over. It's not like on Erev Pesach, when we say that there's a minog, an ancient custom of fasting the firstborn, Tainis Becharis, and once you make a siyum, and once that's it, it's over, it's finished. We don't say that generally by other fast days. Once you broke it, you broke it. We still try to limit as much as possible. But on Yom Kippur, he has this suggestion, because it has to do with the state of Inui, and the other Achronim, though, don't think that it's Lamaisa, even though it makes beautiful sense in Lamdas. Number one. Number two, the other har I wanted to make was a thought of Rav Sorotskin in Zayin Latara. Rav Sorotskin asks, Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah are both very serious days. Why don't we fast on both of them? We discussed by Rosh Hashanah about fasting. There are some going in the state of fast on Rosh Hashanah. We don't hold that way. The Shulchan Aruch does, though, quote the minhag of fasting on Erev Rosh Hashanah. But asked us Zayin LaTorah, Lomet Samim Rak B'Yom HaKippurim V'lo B'Rosh Hashanah V'lo Matara Echad L'Beis Mikrei Kodesh Eila. The Matara, the goal of both these days, is to be clean in front of Hashem, isn't it? Says the Zayin LaTorah V'Yei Shlomar Na. There are two types of tshuva that we're doing, one on Rosh Hashanah and one on Yom Kippur. Remember, Rosh Hashanah, the first 2 days of Aseres Yemei, tshuva. So what type of tshuva is it? V'yesh lomar, sheha'adam alu lechet b'shnei kivunim. There are two sources of our sins. Number one, b'deos nifsados shel kfira uminus. Our heresy, our heretical thoughts. And it doesn't mean, mamish heresy, who of us are heretics? But it means that I have a little bit, it smacks my behavior. If I really believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, would I act in a certain way? V'yazehu tzarech l'stakin b'Rosh Hashanah. This is what Rosh Hashanah is about. Rosh Hashanah is about being mamlech Hashem. U'laham l'chalav es HaKadosh Baruch Hu ayidei shofar u'tfilos u'malchios. Achornos v'shofos. Hamalavos es HaShofar. Rosh Hashanah is about being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu through malchios, achornos, and shofos. And it's an intellectual day. U'lahakirat borei ha'olam u'laham licho al ha'adam. Ein tzarech b'inui nefesh. Says Rav Sorotzkin, you don't need inui on Rosh Hashanah. Ein makom latzum. Because that's not the point of the day. Adarabah. You need a healthy body, a robust body, to be able to think properly, and in that way, I'll be able to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Malchius. If I think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shofros, all of that is relating to the intellect. V'skula nefal l'shofros, Rosh Hashanah, la'or, believe Yisrael, that helps me be Mlamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha'en Kain says, Rav Sorotzkin, we fast on Yom Kippur. Even though we don't fast on Rosh Hashanah. Why? What's Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is focusing on the chatan that came from the Taivas HaGuf. L'hismaser l'taivas HaGuf v'lava ha-mitzvah Hashem Hashem lo se'asena. So for that, avonos eilet tzarech l'takev yom kippur ma'idit tzom b'inui nefesh. That requires tzom. That regards inui nefesh l'hinazer mikol taivos ha'olam hazeh. In order to remove myself from all of the taivas of olam hazeh. So that, in order to do that, be'asol l'chodesh hazeh, v'yinisem adnafsho seichem. And that's why it emphasizes also hazeh. Be'asol l'chodesh hazeh. This is the day that you fast, and you don't fast the other days. And this also explains the question of the velts, of everyone, according to the name of Yisrael Salanter, that really Yom Kippur should be before Rosh Hashanah. We should first get cleansed, and then have Yom HaDin. What do we have Yom HaDin for first? The point is no, because first we need Rosh Hashanah to get machshavos tahoros and be on the appropriate path of what we think, and only after that, then we can get rid of our problems with our guf. Okay, those are two arvos relating to the issur of eating and the mitzvah of eating on Yom Kippur. Now we get into today's mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of shvisa on Yom Kippur. Mitzvah shvisa mimalacha. As the chinuch tells us, l'shbos b'kol malacha b'yom kippurim, to rest, to subsist, to absist from all malacha on Yom Kippur, sh'ne'emar, shabbat shabbason olachem, keep a Shabbos Shabbason for you. I already said that Shabbason, whenever it is said, always means a day of Shvisa. The Meshech Chachma points out that if you look in our Pasuk, Perachav Gimel, Pasuk Lamid Aleph, the Torah tells us, by Milacha, Kol Milacha Lo Sasu, Chukas Alam L'Doro Sechem, B'chol Moshvo Sechem. There's a word, L'Doro Sechem, in the context of the Isser Milacha. The question he asks is, why is it that by the Isser Tainus, by the Mitzvah's Tainus, there is no L'Doro Sechem? There's only a L'Doro Sechem by Malacha, and not by Inui. That's his pickup. He says, maybe this is alluding, V'nireh demiramis l'yom ha-kippurim sh'nischanech ha-migdash ha'asa Shlomo. There was one time in history that all of Klal Yisrael did not fast. And they weren't allowed to fast. There was a mitzvah to eat, and that was, as the Gemara describes in Maseches Moed Katan and Daf Tes, when Shlomo HaMelech was mechanech the Beis HaMikdash, so it happened to fall out a couple days before Yom Kippur, and on that Yom Kippur, they had Seudas, the Nira, the Meramis. That's why it doesn't say L'Doro Seichem by eating. Not by Malacha. For Malacha, he assumes there wasn't a Malacha even in those days. They just ate. The Nira, the Meramis, Yom Kippurim, Sheneschanech, HaMikdash, Sha'asa Shlomo. Sha'az lo esanu b'Yom Kippurim, ki bevor perakama de Moed Katan, v'lo hayanoeg rak Isser Malacha levad, v'ein chak olam rak l'malacha, u'L'Doro Seichem, Eino b'tainis. So this is the Meshech Chachmas Ha'ara, that L'Doro Seichem is only said by Malacha and not by the Isser of Tainis. Okay, we continue. Mishar Shi HaMitzvah Al Tzad HaPshat. The Shorash of the Mitzvah Al Tzad HaPshat. Let me explain what the Mitzvah of Malacha is about. Kedei Shelo Nia Terudim B'Shum Davar. We shouldn't be involved in other things. V'nasim kol machshavoseinu v'chol kavanoseinu l'vakish mechila v'slicha meis adon hakol b'yom zeh. We have to focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask mechila and slicha on HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this day. It's a day that is l'malim in azman. We've quoted in the past the Gemara Maseches Yuma, where the Gemara says that the gematria of HaSatan is 364. Because there's one day a year the Satan does not have shlita. The Satan does not have power. And this is the day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to ask him forgiveness. Shehu nachon l'slichas ha'avonos miyom shenever ha'olam. This is the day that is set aside already from Brias HaOlam for forgiveness. As he already said in Achremos, in the context of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. But if we think about this, what the Chinuch is alluding to here is the Gemara at the end of Maseches Tainus, also elsewhere, Bo Basra, that the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, there weren't as great Yomim Tovim as Tu Ba'av and Yom HaKippurim. Those are the two greatest holidays on the Jewish calendar. Says the Gemara, Yom Kippur I could understand. That's Yom Slicho Mechila, that's the day that we got forgiveness. And Yom Shenitnu Bo Luchos Shnios, that's the day that we got the second Luchos, if you do the math. Shavuos is coming up, 2 days from now. Shavuos Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, on Zion Siva Moshe goes up for 40 days. He comes down the first time of 40 days on Shavuos of Tammuz, 40 days after Shavuos, and he breaks the Luchos. He goes up on the 18th day of Tammuz to achieve forgiveness. 40 days later, on Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, he comes down and tells Bnei Yisrael, you have achieved forgiveness. On the next day, Rosh Chodesh Elul, he goes back up for a third time. 40 days later, on Yom Kippur, he comes down with Luchos Shnios. So that's a day to celebrate. It's a day that we got the second Luchos. It's a day that Hashem officially forgave us. But what about Tu B'Av? That's why the Gemara gives six different reasons why Tu B'Av is a special day. But this idea that he's alluding to, that Yom Kippur is Yom Slichu Mechila, and it's a day that we got the second Luchos, it's appropriate to mention a beautiful drasha of the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi, in his drashas, sometimes his drashas are printed separately, sometimes they're printed with the Tshuvas, sometimes they're printed with the Beis HaLevi Al HaTorah. So whatever one what volume one has, the last two drashas, Drush Yud Zayin on your Ches, are really amazing drashas. The Drush Yud Zayin, he starts off by talking about Shavuos and what happened about Kabbalah Satorah, and then in Drush Yud Ches he relates it to the Luchos, which has to do with us now, which were brought down on Yom Kippur. There, the first half of the Tshuva, of the Drush, he discusses something that has come up before as well, and that is Nasa V'Nishma. As the Beis HaLevi, how did Nasa V'Nishma work? The Rambam holds that if somebody accepts to commit himself to an infinite amount of money, says the Rambam, that's nothing. The deal is off. If somebody says, I owe you whatever you want, he owes him nothing. If he says, I owe you $40 million, then he owes him $40 million. But if he says, I owe you whatever you want, it doesn't work. So how did Nasa V'Nishma work? Hashem will do whatever you want us to do. How did that work? Asked the Beis HaLevi. Says the Beis HaLevi, there's another Rambam. The Rambam says you can't obligate yourself to something infinite, but you can express your rutzon that you will be somebody's eved. That you can do. You could create that relationship. You could commit to being somebody's eved. Memela, once you're somebody's eved, so then you have to do whatever he tells you to do. You can't directly say, I'll do whatever you want me to do, but once you create the context of being the eved, so then memela, you have to do everything that he wants you to do. That's what happens, says the Beis HaLevi at Har Sinai. We didn't say Hashem will do every single thing that he tells us to do, even though we don't have any idea what it is. What happened was we accepted to be Avdei Hashem, even though we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into. V'achiluk u'pashut, v'hamakabal al'atzmo b'chiyav l'asos v'asha yomar hari ikar kabal al'atzmo hu achiyav tari gufo lo hikla l'chaveiro v'nimsa da'achiyav hu davar she'eno katsuv aval amochar atzmo le'eved eino makabal atzmo chiyav. If I sell myself to an eved, I'm not be makabal on mi achiyav raku makli gufo l'rabo v'zei yachol habas. I could give my guf to my rav, that I could do. And that's how it works, and that's what happened with Na'aseh V'Nishma. They made themselves become Avadim. How did that happen? What did they do? They were makrid their goof to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Beis HaLevi, now we're getting into a little bit of the second Drush, the Drush Yud Ches. He says that originally by Luchos Rishonos, it could have been that everything was going to be written down, says the Beis HaLevi. Let me find you the line. Originally, the Luchos Rishonos, it was supposed to be that everything was going to be B'Ksav. There was not going to be a special of, let me find the line here, this is in Imkain. Zeh shayach b'Luchos Achronos, ta'ach ha'shnish b'Luchos Rishonim, gazar al Yisrael lios b'galos, im yechtu al Yoser. Avo kodim lachein, where before this, b'shas nesinas Luchos Rishonos, ha'yoyochol lios ha'kol B'Ksav. Everything could have been written down regarding the Luchos Rishonos. It was only going to be Tereshim B'Ksav, and it was going to be everything. But after HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu realized that that couldn't be a proper existence, why? What changed? That B'Ksav and Baal Peh, says the Beis HaLevi, they have Drush. We got the Torah Shebichsav, but the Torah Shebaal Peh, we became the cloth of Torah Shebaal Peh. We achieved Kedushas HaGuf. And once we achieve Kedushas HaGuf, what's the rule? The difference between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas HaGuf in Hilchas Hektish. Kedushas Damim could be redeemed, and you can lose their Kedusha. Kedushas HaGuf can never be redeemed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, after Luchos Rishonos, I need to create a reality that all, every time that Am Yisrael ever does anything in the future, even if they're choti against me, I could still, I have to have them. And I can't divorce them and I can't throw them away. I could only do that by creating that they are Kedushas Haguf, or Tashmishe Kedusha, as the Gemara in Megillah says. That's a Tashmishe Mitzvah. Once we have that status, we have inherent sanctity, so then Memela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to keep us forever and ever. That's what happened at Luchos Shnios. Luchos Rishonos, we accepted to be Avdei Hashem, but it wasn't complete. The process wasn't fully complete. Obviously, it would have been a different process if we'd ever sinned. But looking at it in hindsight, says the Beis HaLevi, we became the Ksav of Torah Shebal Peh, and Memela HaKadosh Baruch Hu can never get rid of us. There's a lot more here. Again, I said it already, Alachas, but this is why we celebrate Yom Kippur. Shavuos, on the one hand, that was the original commitment, and Yom Kippur, one celebrating possibly Torah Shebichsav, and the other celebrating Torah Shebal Peh. So that is a couple of ideas that the Beis HaLevi mentions, and that's alluded to right here in the Chinuch, when he says, this is the day of Yom Slichu Mechila, it's the day that we got to Luchos Shnios. The Luchos Shnios has added significance according to the Beis HaLevi and Drosh Yud Zayin and Drosh Yud Ches. Moving right along. Midini HaMitzvah. What are the halachas relating to Malach on Yom Kippur? Mashamar Zacharno Mavracha, Shekol Davar, She'asur La'asosa B'Shabbos, Avishin HaMalacha Gemura, Asur La'asosa B'Yom Kippurim. Everything's equal. Whatever you can't do on Shabbos, you can't do on Yom Kippur. Right? We paskin. There is Erev V'Hotzah to Yom Kippur also, and therefore, all the Dine Hotzah also apply to Yom Kippur. Cholo shel davar ein bein Shabbos liyom kippurim ella shezadon melacha b'Shabbos b'skila or b'yom kippurim b'karis. The only difference is in the punishment. Chiyuv on Shabbos with Edom and Asra skila and yom kippur is karis. Mikal makom, the Chinuch mentioned there is a gemara on Shabbos kuf tezvav that allows certain preparations on Yom Kippur for after Yom Kippur because you want to eat right away, but the minhag olam is not to do any of it, says the Chinuch. V'nagol olam lahachmer v'davar v'linag bo'isak v'Shabbos l'chol davar. We don't do anything until Yom Kippur is over. Before we finish these five mitzvahs of Yom Kippur, we have to mention, we have to talk about it a little bit, and that is the mitzvah of tshuva of Yom Kippur. There is no separate mitzvah of tshuva counted in Yom Kippur, according to the Chinuch and the Rambam. If you look in Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah counts a separate mitzvah saseh d'oraisa of doing tshuva on Yom Kippur. A separate mitzvah saseh. Not only does the Rambam and the Chinuch not count the separate mitzvah of doing tshuva on Yom Kippur, they don't count a mitzvah of doing tshuva ever. And that's one of the mysteries. We'll get to this more, Be'ez Hashem, in Parshas Naso. But this is a famous discussion. The Rambam does not quote that there is a mitzvah of tshuva. The Rambam only quotes that there is a mitzvah of vidui. Tshuva is the background to the mitzvah of vidui. The Rambam says, kol mitzvah, the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. It's Hilchos Tshuva, but not every set of halachas has a mitzvah. If you look in the Hilchos Schirus v'chulu, some of those halachos in Sefer Mishpatim, Lav dafka, that every halach is a mitzvah. So here too, says the Rambam, kol mitzvah sheba Torah, bein asei bein lo sasei, every mitzvah, im avar adam halachas mehen, bein bezadam mei mishkaga, if somebody violated, kishe ya'aseh tshuva, v'yashuv mecheto, chayav lesvados, levnei akel baruch hu, when one does tshuva and repents, he has to do vidui. One could get the misimpression, like, it's just background. If you want to eat meat, you have to shecht. If you want to eat bread, you have to do netilas yadayim. If you have a house, you have to build a roof. If you want to do tshuva, then you have to say vidui. But that can't be. There has to be as a chiyuv to do tshuva. So the big mystery is, why doesn't the Rambam count the mitzvah of tshuva? Many, many answers given by the Achronim. The Minchas Chinuch himself says in Parshas Naso, which Be'ez Hashem we'll get to in a couple of weeks, Parshas Naso says the Minchas Chinuch because the Iker Tshuva is belave. It's belave. Mitzvahs are outside, are vidui. Vidui is the mitzvah. Vidui is the dibur. But Tshuva is just belave. That's why it's not counted as a separate mitzvah. Number one. Number two, another idea suggested by Rav Zhulti. We had a Rav Zhulti a couple of days ago. Rav Zhulti writes in Arachayim Simin Nun Dalid, maybe there's no mitzvah because the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva quotes that Chazal tell us that Bnei Yisrael will eventually do tshuva. In the Asilavo. Kol Raviyim Kulan Tzibol HaTshuva. Ve'en Yisrael Negalan Ela B'Tshuva. Ve'kvarev Ticha Torah She'sof Yisrael Asos Tshuva. Be'sof Galusan. U'miyad He Negalan. Hashem promises that we're going to do tshuva. He promises that we're going to do tshuva? Meaning he's going to take away B'chir Chafshas from us at that point that we won't be able to do tshuva? Says Rav Zhulti, a mitzvah by definition is one that's eternal. If in the future Hashem is going to take away B'chir from us, regarding this mitzvah, and it's not a mitzvah for eternity. That's what the Rambam doesn't count in. Okay, very creative. That's the Mishnah's Yavetz. Rav Soloveitchik has another idea. He says maybe there is a mitzvah of tshuva. What do you mean? Doesn't count it. The Rav explained, no, there's a difference between a maisa ha-mitzvah and a kiyum ha-mitzvah. Sometimes you have an action that's mandated, but there's a kiyum. Shebelev, like yontif. You have to go through certain motions on yontif, eating and drinking, v'chulu. But the kiyum is simchas yontif. It's an inner feeling. Says the Rav, look in Hilchas Shuva. How do you know what the kiyum is? Many times the Rambam writes that in his title, in the koteret. Not in the halachas. Beforehand. What did the Rambam say? Mitzvah zasei achas. V'hu sheyoshuv hachote lefnei Hashem b'yisvada. He quotes Shuva. He quotes it in the koteret. That's the kiyum. And then he gets into the halachas. How do you fulfill this kiyum? You fulfill it by acting out vidui. That's how you fulfill it. Similarly, if you want to look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Tefillah, Tefillah, saying the words of Tefillah is the Maisa Mitzvah. What is the Rambam? How does he formulate the Mitzvah in the Koteret? La'avod es Hashem b'chol yom b'tefillah. To serve God in your heart with Tefillah. Again, he doesn't say l'hispalel. La'avod es Hashem b'chol yom. Again, you have your mechalik between the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyum Mitzvah. Again, you find various examples of this Kiyum versus Maisa. Another idea. The Meshech Chachma, though, says maybe the one that's most simple and the most on target, and maybe the most true. That is, you know, the Rambam doesn't count it because what's tshuva? I'm being mechal Shabbos, chas v'shalom. So I have to stop being mechal Shabbos. Why? Because it's a mitzvah of tshuva? No, says the Meshech Chachma. You know why I have to stop being mechal Shabbos? Because it says not to be mechal Shabbos. The same Aveira, the same Azhara that told me originally not to be Mechal Shabbos still tells me to stop being Mechal Shabbos. Just because now, as the Gemara says, it's easier for me to do an Aveira a second time doesn't mean it's any more mutter. It says the Meshech Chachma, you don't need a mitzvah of tshuva. Tshuva is inherent in every single Aveira in the Torah. What is not inherent is vidui, is expressing verbally my remorse and I'm never going to do it again, etc. That's not implicit in every Aveira, says the Meshech Chachma in Sefer Dvarim. That's why the mitzvah is not tshuva, because tshuva is inherent in every other mitzvah. But vidui is what is beyond. Okay, it finishes off the chinuch. V'nohegas b'chol makom v'chol zman b'sachem v'nekevus. This mitzvah of shvisa mimalacha is noeg by men, by women, over, even though it's a zman grama, but they're included in the whole sases of Yom Kippur, so they're included in the essays as well. The overall level of asa malacha, beat the sases, and if you violate malacha, they're also doing the low sases. That's why also it's connected. Women are also included, besides violating the laf. Okay, Adkan, the five mitzvahs related to Yom Kippur. Bez Hashem, next week, we get into the mitzvahs of Sukkos. Mitzvahs of Sukkos, the last section of the Chagim in Parshas Emor. Remember, we started off with Rosh Hashanah. We've done Rosh Hashanah, and I'm sorry, we started off with Pesach. We did Pesach, and Shavuos, and Sfiras HaOmer, and Rosh Hashanah, and now Yom Kippur, and now we are up to Sukkos, Bez Hashem, which we will start next week.